You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I want to talk about manipulation. I want to talk about the signs that you're in a relationship with someone who is actually manipulating you. Because I felt recently in the last few weeks in my own private practice, I've come across several clients who were dealing with this. And sometimes we don't even realize we're in a marriage or a relationship where we are being manipulated. And we often kind of overlook it, or we try to gloss it over, or we try to act like it doesn't exist, or we create all these different, you know, conversations in our head to just assume that this is normal, everybody goes through this, and kind of move on. And I've found that oftentimes the longer you're in a relationship with someone who is manipulating you, the more realistic you try to make excuses for it, or you try to kind of change it in your mind, or you try to look at it from a different perspective. But really, no matter how you slice it or dice it, it's still the same thing. You know, it's interesting how when I do meet with clients who are married or in a relationship with someone who is manipulating them, the first thing that they talk about is they just don't want to rock the boat. I just don't really want to have any drama. I just don't want to have any issues. I don't really want to say anything because I don't want to get him or her mad at me. Because oftentimes when I do say how I feel, that's what happens. When was the last time that you were in a relationship where literally every time you said something that you really believed in or you cared about, you got shot down? Okay, and I'm not talking about where you want to go eat for dinner. I'm talking about real life thoughts, like how you really feel about life, the things that really matter to you, the stuff that really matters to you. When was the last time that happened where somebody just literally shot you down? You're like, what? I'm a human being, okay? I'm a human being too. I have the right and ability to speak my mind. And oftentimes when you're in a relationship with someone who is manipulating you, you don't feel like you have that right, because when you do step in and do talk and speak your mind, you have a tendency of getting shot down. And now this is not just in a love relationship. This could be in a relationship with a parent, a guardian, even a boss, where you feel as though you don't have the ability to speak about what really matters to you, and so you kind of just get quiet. And I've run into some folks who deal with this with a parent. You know, the parent is highly manipulative, probably a narcissist to some degree. And, you know, it's constant. They don't want to rock the boat. This person might not see eye to eye with them. And when they try to speak their mind, this person likes to drag the conversation back over to them, or likes to find fault in everything that they talk about. And this can really kind of be painful. After a while, I mean, every time you open your mouth about something that matters to you and somebody finds fault in it, doesn't that get excruciatingly painful? Doesn't it get, well, not so good? And I've been in relationships before where when I did speak my mind, I was either made fun of, or I was put down, or little comments here and there. And you know what I'm talking about, those comments, right? Really? That's how you really think? Ooh, gosh, you know, call the psych ward. You're like, thanks. Or more like, God, you're stupid. Or how could you ever think that? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Or why are you even talking about this? I mean, constant conversation like that, or the silent treatment, or whatever you have in between. But it's not an environment where you feel comfortable or you don't feel like you can grow in. And it's definitely not an environment that you feel like you can be yourself. You know, it's interesting how when I do meet with folks who are in a relationship where they are being manipulated, they might not even realize it. But one of the things that they do voice is that they just can't speak their mind in fear of either being yelled at or argued with or made fun of. And it's kind of like dealing almost with an alcoholic, right? And I know this is an extreme conversation about this, you know, manipulator and an alcoholic. But think about it. When you're dealing with a full-on alcoholic, when that person goes out to drink and they come back home, what do? You try to stay quiet. You try to not rock the boat. You don't want to have a conversation because you don't want to have an argument or a fight or get beat on or whatever else comes in with that process. Same thing kind of relates when you're dealing with a full-on manipulator and somebody that might also have, which normally goes hand-in-hand, a bunch of narcissistic traits. And that can cause a problem because when you want to talk or speak your mind, what happens? You don't want to do it because the last time you did, you either got yelled at, or you got cursed out, or you got made fun of. And you start learning quickly out of preservation for self what not to do in this given situation. But you know that as you are going through this process, you are actually losing yourself. You're losing yourself in this process. You're losing your own self-worth. You're losing your own identity, how you feel, what you think about, what's important to you. And all in all, you begin to lose yourself in this relationship. And that's why I'm doing this show tonight, because I believe that this is so important. If you are currently in a relationship with someone who is manipulating you and you feel as though you don't understand who you are or you feel like you've lost yourself, that's probably pretty true, because you've probably somewhat lost yourself. Because when we don't act ourselves for a long period of time, when we don't stand up and do what's right, when we don't speak our mind, when we don't speak our truth, right? When we don't speak our truth, that's when we have a problem. And what happens is our minds and our bodies really assimilate to truth and the way we are and how we act out of habit. So let's just say like you've been you for a long period of time. That's great. You're going to continue to be you. You get more and more authentic, more and more real. You know, with every passing day, you get to know yourself better. It's awesome. You're having a great relationship with yourself. All this stuff is good. Now let's look at the flip side. Okay. You haven't been able to be yourself for a long period of time in this relationship. It might have been years since you could actually speak your mind. You have a tendency of just kind of sweeping it under the rug, you know, trying to be quiet, not to have a fight, trying to be quiet just so you don't get made fun of or your words don't get twisted around or what have you. And you just don't want to rock the boat, so you just don't really say much. And so you're kind of just going through the motions, right? And oftentimes when we go through the motions, we lose ourselves because we're constantly overthinking what we're supposed to do, what we can't do, what we don't want to deal with. Well, if I do that, they're going to probably do this, because the last time I said something like this, they went off the charts, you know? Or a lot of times you think, well, I just don't want to have an argument. I don't want to fight. I don't want to have this. So if I just stay real quiet and let them talk and let them be in charge, then I'm fine. But what happens? That, like, that spirit in us, that self begins to die, and we begin to lose ourselves. And so I'm not going to be totally super critical and deep all tonight, but I'm going to make some jokes and we're going to have some fun. But this show is really going to help anybody that's dealing in a manipulative relationship, anybody that you know that might be going through this, even if they're dealing with a boss or a sister or brother, a mother or father that is also manipulating them. Because a lot of times we don't realize how massively we can be manipulated because we're too busy looking at the labels of the people in our lives. And let me give you an example. When we're looking at those labels, you know, the label of mom. Okay, mom is mom. Mom is the woman that, you know, had you, you know, gave birth to you, you know, brought you from the hospital, all this great stuff. But mom could still be a master manipulator and could still be a narcissist for that matter. But oftentimes we just see it as, well, she's overbearing, or she's a helicopter mom, or she's always been like that, but we don't realize there's a lot of other stuff that goes into that. And if you've ever been around someone that actually manipulates from a narcissistic point of view, you can almost feel sometimes as if you don't have any breathing room. They seem to kind of suck the air right out of the room, and oftentimes we see that as smothering. We don't necessarily see that as what it truly is. And that's oftentimes because of the labels. I mean, when we think about our parents, we put them on a pedestal. They were our parents, you know, they raised us, you know, no matter what water's under the bridge or whatever, we still give them that. But we're not able to really look at them as individuals and say, hey, you know, I love them, but I don't like when they do X, Y, Z. In a relationship, when you're married to somebody, the last thing you want to do is think about, oh my gosh, my husband is a complete and utter narcissist who is highly manipulated. You don't want to look at that. But when it's right in your face, when you're dealing with it day after day after day, you've got to reckon with it. And the reason why you got to reckon with it is you got one life to live. Are you going to live this life day after day in this highly manipulative situation where you can't be yourself and you gotta like watch everything you say and you're walking on eggshells and wondering, is this what I'm gonna do? Is this what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life? Is this the way I'm supposed to live for the rest of my life? Well, I don't want that. I don't know about you, but I definitely don't want that. And it's funny how, well, it's really not funny. It's interesting how people will accept that for a long period of time. Okay. And a lot of the reasons why we do that in a marriage is because the sanctity of marriage, the idea of, well, I'm getting married and I want it to last a lifetime and I'm going to work through anything and I'm going to make this marriage strong. But, you know, sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. You know, sometimes people need to go to treatment or therapy, and sometimes people need to be aware of what they're doing to other people. And that can be a problem, but also being aware of the situation at hand. You know, because when you look at life, life is short. We only have a certain amount of life, and I'd like to live it to the fullest, feeling that I'm getting to know myself, and I'm learning about myself, and I'm growing, and all that stuff is really important to me. And the last thing I want is somebody around me, like, sucking the air out of the room, okay, making me feel as though I can't be myself or speak my own truth, and also making me feel as though I can't, you know, I can't speak what I have to say. Because I'm in fear of the response, the retaliation, the argument, the fight, the being made fun of, or the turning of my words in such a way where it starts another fight. And these things are categorical when you think about it, because it could be happening in any relationship. And sometimes it could be the elephant in the room that we're just not aware of. And so tonight I'm going to be talking about the signs that you're in a relationship with somebody that's manipulating you, and also some of the things that you can do to begin to overcome the situation you're in. Check out the website ashleyburgess.com, ashleyburgess.com. Also, hey, follow me on Twitter and I'll follow you back. My handle is @ashleyburgess. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about signs, the signs that you're in a relationship with someone who is actually manipulating you. And later on, I'll be talking about some things you can do to better your current situation. Right before the break, I was talking about oftentimes when people are in relationships with people that are manipulating them, they don't want to rock the boat. It's like you feel like you don't want to say anything to rock the boat. Oftentimes you get very, you can get very quiet. You might not even speak your mind because in fear of the retaliation, in fear of being made fun of or yelled at or your words turned around or whatever in the middle, oftentimes it can get us from being our true, genuine selves and make us be quiet or try to fit in or just try to get through it so that we don't have to have that argument. You know, oftentimes when you are with a manipulator, whether it's in a relationship, a marriage, with a brother or sister, mom or dad, boss, you try to stay quiet because quiet seems to be the best situation. Because when you're quiet, nobody can use your words against you. They can't try to change what you said. They can't try to find fault in it. And so you become like this dormant individual that stays quiet, keeps it all in their own mind, and keeps everything to themselves, feeling like you have absolutely no outlet whatsoever. You know, feeling as though you have no voice whatsoever. Feeling as though you're just constantly, you know, going through the motions and living out this life without having any sort of power anymore in your relationship. And oftentimes you begin to lose your own opinion, okay? Because your own opinion seems to cause issues. So instead of having an opinion anymore, you just let them have the opinion. They have the final say, they have the word, you just go along with it. It's easier. Why rock the boat when so-and-so's got their agenda, right? And, you know, it's interesting, too, how sometimes when people are very manipulative, it might not even be this direct. It could be very covert as well. You know, covert manipulation is a very interesting thing, too. And that usually comes from pity or you know, being sad, eliciting tears for something to get your way. But it goes a lot deeper than that. And, you know, it's interesting how, though, when we stop having our own opinion and going along with stuff, we lose ourselves. And that's what's so important about this show right now, is if you're in a relationship with anybody in your life where you feel as though you have lost yourself, you've got to step back and look at this from a different perspective and ask yourself, is this relationship worth me staying in? Because what is the main important thing in our lives, right? Think about it. What's the most important thing in your life? Well, if you don't know, I'll tell you what I think the most important thing is, and that is to get to know yourself. The relationship with ourselves is more important than anything else. And the reason why I believe that to be the truth is that we are born on our own, even if we're born as twins or triplets. We're born on our own because they're not born at the same time, and we die on our own. Even if somebody dies within the same minute of you, still the same thing, okay? No, it's not the same. And so that means that the relationship with ourselves is the most important. Isn't it interesting how the more we get to know ourselves personally, the better our other relationships are around us? The more interpersonal we know ourselves, the more interpersonal we can be with others. The deeper we can be with ourselves, the deeper we can be with others. You see what I'm saying? It's very interesting. And when we see things within ourselves, we can see it within other people too. And so the deeper we get, the more focused we get, we can see that. But when we're dealing with somebody who is manipulating us on a consecutive basis, it takes us away from us being who we are, being authentic, being real, being able to say things that we want to say or make jokes or have fun because we're in fear. Okay? And that's what's so important about the show. You know, one thing that I found with a bunch of clients who are dealing with this in relationships is that they just don't want to fight. I mean, life's hard enough. You got enough on your plate. You got a lot going on. You got the stress from here and the stress from that and dealing with this and dealing with that. And the last thing you want to do is fight and argue. I mean, sometimes you just go, you know, hey, it doesn't get to me that much. I just really don't need it. I just need to focus on this. Whatever they want to do, that's fine. I just don't want to deal with it. And a lot of times, too, when we are being manipulated in various different ways, we feel confused. We feel directionless. We feel as though we don't have a direction. Our purpose seems convoluted. We don't know about purpose anymore. And we begin to look for either ways out or we begin to get depressed. Feeling as though, well, this is all life has to offer. This is what I have. You know, I better just go on and suck this up. Because that's what my life's going to be like. And so I ask you right now, if you know somebody who's currently in a relationship that you feel is being manipulated, do you think that they see it? Do you think that they understand what they're going through? Can you see it from your perspective? I think a lot of times it's more obvious from the outside perspective because, you know, we're not that close to it. And we have some depth of field to step back and see it. Now, some of us can see other people in those types of relationships, but are you in one of those relationships right now? Think about that. And that's always very interesting. And I find manipulation to be very interesting in its own right, because a lot of times when people manipulate, why do they manipulate? They manipulate because they feel like they can't get what they want on their own. They want to play this song and dance. And why do they start manipulating in the first place often is because they were manipulated as a kid. It's a trickle-down effect. It's a cycle. You know how we often find that abuse is a cycle when somebody is abused, you know, and then they get older and then they have kids and then they abuse their kids or they abuse their wife or whatever. It's because it's a cycle, because they saw it happen with their family. They saw mom and dad, you know, rowing at it, you know, taking some punches, doing that kind of thing. And then, you know, and they might not have ever wanted to be like that, but subconsciously it gets in there. And so as a kid, perhaps maybe they didn't get a lot of attention or some things happened or some arrested development issues. And what happens next? Well, you know, in order to get what they wanted in the past, they had to do some manipulation. Or maybe mom and dad were highly skilled manipulators and they don't know how to communicate any other way. Okay, so sometimes people can just kind of be victims of circumstance, but even if they're victim of circumstance, there's still accountability and responsibility based on seeing exactly what you're doing, participating in life, being able to observe the things that you're doing that might not be healthy, and be able to work on making those changes. I mean, even a manipulator has gone through the whole family system, as I like to call it, the system, and is self-aware, can work on it to stop that and to realize that they do not have to manipulate to get their way or to get what they want, but also to be able to really refocus and figure out what is it that you do want. Because when we lose manipulation in our life, when we take that out, we become honest and authentic and real. And sometimes, yes, we might not get what we wanted. Okay. But that can be a blessing. But also, when we're telling the truth and we're authentic, no matter what, somebody can't use that against you. Because you are being real and authentic. How can somebody take the truth and turn it on you? And when somebody's doing that in a relationship, then you know that you are being completely and utterly manipulated. You know, it's interesting how when you are in a relationship that there's a lot of manipulation, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of confusion because you really don't know what the truth is. You don't really know what's kind of going on. You don't really have a good consensus. A lot of times when you're dealing with a manipulator, they're also manipulating other people as well. So it's not just you. Sorry. I mean, I don't know if you wanted to just be you or everybody, but it's going to be almost everybody they deal with. Basically, that's how they work it. That's their mode of operandi. And so there's a lot of confusion. You don't really know the truth about what's going on. You know, you just really don't know. And you know, it's interesting how that can come by and come to pass when you're dealing with somebody in a relationship, in a marriage, and not knowing, are they being honest? Are they telling the truth? And years ago, I had a client that I was working with that, you know, the husband would kind of make jokes and everything about, you know, going out and, you know, getting in trouble and stuff. But a lot of times that was to kind of cover up stuff that had already happened or was going to happen. And it was very interesting how the stories and the webs that were weaved were based on some truth, some non-truth, but also it was very discombobulating, and the victim in all this is always trying to find the truth. And I find that to be interesting. When you're being highly manipulated, it's like we can know we're being manipulated, but we want to figure out the truth. It's like all of a sudden we're like a sleuth, like we're like a PI. You know, why do I have to be a PI when I know I'm being completely manipulated? Can I just walk away and leave? Had enough of this crap. But in the human condition, we have a tendency of wanting to know what's going on, you know, to be that PI, to ask the questions, to know the truth, even though, I mean, the truth might be here nor there. Because of all the lies, the deceit, the manipulation, the testing of emotions, the testing of the power. And all in all, when you're in that environment for a long period of time, you begin to be so confused and questioning of yourself that you really don't know what's up and what's down. And it's funny because the looking for the truth, the trying to figure out what that truth is, becomes like your job. When in reality, it's more like, how do we overcome this? Can this person get help? Can we move on? Is this going to work for us or is this not going to work? But better yet, what can I do to better my current life situation? Stay tuned. I return to be talking more about signs that you're in a relationship with someone who is manipulating you, but also some of the things you can do if you're in the situation to work to overcome it and to better your situation, because we have this one life to live and we might as well make it the best we can. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about signs that you're in a relationship with a manipulator, and later on some things that you can do to deal with your situation. And right before the break, I was talking about how we can feel confused when we're in these types of relationships, how we can feel overwhelmed, how we can feel lost, and how oftentimes, you know, the relationship starts a certain way and then it kind of snowballs into this full-on manipulation, kind of, you know, it just kind of wanes us into this, and all of a sudden we don't really know what to do. And, you know, one sign that you definitely know that you're probably being manipulated is that when you go to spend time with other people, friends and family, you feel guilty about it. Okay, you feel guilty about it. You feel guilty about being there. You feel guilty about not being with that other person. Also, you know, that person might be texting you or calling you, wanting to know when you're going to get back. And so when you're out with these other people, it's like you feel like, you know, you're either going to pay for it when you get back or you feel really bad about it. And that's a big deal because when somebody's manipulating you, they want you around all the time. Okay, they want you around all the time for the most part because the longer you're around, the more the manipulation works, right? If I'm manipulating somebody, the last thing I want them to do is to go ask all these people if they're being manipulated or to ask people, is this relationship normal? Instead, you know, it's like I want them enmeshed in it to the point where they're confused and they don't understand. And I'm not saying that people that are manipulating other people are completely conscious of what they're doing. I don't think that's always true too. Okay, because I think a lot of times methods of manipulation were learned as ways of getting attention or getting what they wanted, or it was learned from watching mom and dad or aunt and uncle or grandma or grandpa from doing it, that kind of sort of thing. And I think some of it's, you know, about getting your way, but some of it's about self-preservation. But one thing that often manipulators will do as well is they will criticize you for a lot of small things, you know, like what you're wearing or what you said or that kind of sort of thing, you know, and say it in a certain way that, you know, at first it kind of sounds constructive, but then it becomes, well, just kind of evil. But it just starts mounting up and it begins to cut down on your self-esteem and your self-worth. You begin to question things that you would never question before. You begin to almost feel as if you can't do something. And what I mean by that is some people out there were very, very focused and know what they want. And then they get into this relationship where they're being highly manipulated and they begin to feel as though they can't make a decision. Don't know the next step, don't know the next move, unable to make that next action step because they're so confused because this person has broken them down, you know, taking that self-esteem from them by being able to break them down on the small things they do to make them feel insecure, ineffective, making the wrong choices. And that's another sign that you are being manipulated as well. But another sign that I want to talk about too is that oftentimes manipulators do not trust you. They don't trust you. They don't trust what you're doing. They don't trust what you're doing when you're out. They want to know what you're doing. They want you to be accounted for at all given times. And oftentimes that's because of the insecurity. They don't want to, you know, be thrown to the curb. They don't want to lose you. But part of the manipulation factor, what's interesting, is that when somebody really is a highly skilled, or not even a highly skilled, but just a manipulator in general, manipulators have a tendency of not really seeing the person they're with as a person. They see it kind of as property. And they don't want to lose their property. They're not really thinking about, well, I don't want to lose this love, this awesome spirit love that I have with this person, because they're unable to really see love for what it is, because if they truly knew what love was, they wouldn't be manipulating. Because manipulation is not love. Anytime you manipulate somebody, you're not being honest anymore. You take the honesty right out of the room, suck it out, and all of a sudden you're manipulating them to do what you want, to feel the way you want, to act upon what you want. And that is highly narcissistic because that's all about you. It's not about what they want. It's about what you want. And it's almost to the point where they see that person as literally a possession. You know, and I've seen clients where, you know, the spouse was, you know, telling them what they should wear and, oh, I can't believe you wore that. You looked awful. I mean, you look like a slut, or that was awful, or, I mean, why would you ever do that? Or just breaking them down on every little move they made so that the other person felt as if they couldn't make a decision on their own and would begin to consult the spouse for the help. Well, what do you think I should do? What do you think I should do? Which is putting them exactly where that person wanted them to, so that they always make the choices that they want, and also they're in charge. They're in charge now, and that becomes a problem. And oftentimes in those situations, especially if they last for longer than a certain amount of time, the other person begins to lose themselves and also begins to feel powerless to a degree. Anytime we don't act upon ourselves, anytime we stifle ourselves, anytime we stifle our truth, anytime that we literally feel even manipulated. And I think some people, even they feel it, they know it's happening, but don't want to see it, don't want to accept it for what it is, don't really want to deal with it, want to just kind of sweep it under the rug. You know, this is just the way they've always been. They're just like a, you know, a type A personality. Well, there's a difference between a type A personality and somebody that's manipulating you. You know, because a true good relationship, whether it's just a friendship or a marriage or whatever, is based on give and take. It's a two-way street. It's based on respect. It's based on finding that common ground, on seeing both sides, on seeing other people's perspectives. You don't have to agree with it, but allowing them to have that perspective. You see what I'm saying? And when you're in a relationship with someone who is manipulating your thoughts and what you're doing, you can't have that other perspective, at least not in front of them or out loud. So then you begin to hush yourself. You begin to hush that internal self. And the more we hush ourselves and the more we homogenize ourselves, the more we lose ourselves and we lose who we are. And, you know, it's interesting because I think manipulation is very simple. I think it's crafty. I don't think it's a good thing. I mean, you know, I've had the opportunities in my past to manipulate people, but I've chosen not to. Because it's almost like winning the game, but doing it by cheating. But the weird thing about it is you win the game and you win by cheating, but you don't win everything. It all comes back around at some point. Because the person that was manipulated feels cheated because they were. Okay? Because the game was stacked. And they begin to see through it. And so anytime you win by using manipulation, you really lose. But when somebody's been practicing this way of going by things for a long time, they can't see the forest through the trees. They can't see another way around it. They can't see another way to get what they want. Also, it becomes ingrained. It's the way they've always done it. It's the way they've seen other people do it. It's hard to see it. And so being honest and being truthful isn't their tactic. And it's interesting how when you look at these relationships and you see it play out, they can last for several years, but once the other person is aware of what's happening and they actually care about their life, they've got to step back and ask themselves, can I deal with this anymore, or can I move on? Or can we get some help? Or is there something we can do? Or is this person aware of it? And if the person's not willing to get some help or work on it, I mean, you've got to literally put some division in there, take some time off, and really focus on what matters. Because being around somebody that's manipulating you on a constant basis is kind of like being around somebody that's like sucking the life out of you. I can sit there and give you all the tools for having that, you know, for having that outfit with the what is it, like Superman or Wonder Woman with the cape and the arms of steel or whatever, and I can you know tell you how to arm yourself with that when you're around it, but when you're around it for a long period of time, it's hard to keep it together, it's hard to keep the faith, and you got to figure out what's more important. Is my sanity important? Is me having my own voice and being my own person, is that important? Because I think for some of us, when we're in these relationships, we realize that we've actually been losing ourselves. And it's not until we step back and see what's going on and look at the situation from a scientific experiment, hint, 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 can we really see what's happening because we're so close to the situation. And I'm going to be talking about more about that when I come back from break. But when you begin to question your sanity and you begin to question what's up is down and down is up, and you begin to question all this stuff, it's time to take a step back and to see it And some of you go, well, yeah, that's easier said than done. Well, I'm not saying to run out on the marriage or run out on the job or stop being the sister or the brother or the daughter or the son to somebody, but I'm saying it's time to see it for what it is. If you're feeling a little odd about it, if you feel like you can't be yourself, if you feel like you're missing out on something, if you feel like you can't be you, if you feel guilty about just being a human being and doing human stuff, if you're being criticized all the time about almost everything, if they're constantly throwing trust issues on you and you're doing nothing wrong, and if you begin to feel lost or you feel like you don't have a voice or that you can't rock the boat and you're scared of what's going to happen for retaliation, but better yet, if you begin to question your validity and your sanity, it's time to take these steps that I'm going to talk about on how you can better the situation and on how you can begin to see the truth. Because before you make a move or make decisions, you got to see it for what it is and really be in that space for a little while before you can figure out what to do next. Joining me in studio today is Sherry Lee White with her weekly wellness tip. What do you have to talk with us today, Sherry?
Hey, Ashley, do you hear that?
Hear what?
It's the sound of silence.
Isn't that a song?
It is, but it's not only a song. It also has some great health and wellness benefits.
Tell me more. So silence actually can help us?
It's true. Not only does it improve memory, but also stimulates brain growth, relieves stress, fights insomnia, and decreases the risk of dementia.
I don't want dementia. I don't ever want dementia.
Well, then I have a tip for you. Just 2 minutes of silence a day will not only guard against that, but also reduce blood pressure and heart rate and improve blood circulation. So by carving out just a couple quiet moments each day, you'll be greatly improving your health and wellness.
So Sherry, where can I learn more about the benefits of silence?
You can check out my blog at sherryleewhite.com.
I can't wait to check out your blog post, Sherry, and I'll see you next week.
I can't wait. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Y'all go check out her blog post, and in the meantime, enjoy the silence. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about the signs that you're in a relationship with a manipulator. And I was talking about those signs that really do kind of say, well, ding, 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 what do we have for Johnny? Well, you're either married to or related to or whatever to a full-on manipulator. And so right now I want to talk about some of the things that you can do if you're in the situation or you think you're in the situation to give you some clarity, give you some honesty, to begin to see the truth, and to begin to grasp your situation and be understanding and able to see what needs to happen in your future. And one thing that I advise for sure is to begin to put yourself in the role of the manipulator. And what I mean is that if you were to change roles, is their actions and attitudes normal? Is this normal procedure? I mean, you know, are you just wearing your feelings on your sleeve, or is this some really kind of like Jedi stuff going on? And that's always kind of interesting. Is that the way that you would treat them? Is that the way that you're currently treating them? Or is this literally something that you don't even have in your wheelhouse? Because oftentimes when you're being manipulated and unaware of it, or it's the elephant in the room, it's that way because it doesn't come second nature to you. To manipulate somebody isn't something that's really in your wheelhouse. And so oftentimes we see it as something else. Okay? We might say, well, they're scared of being abandoned, or they're scared of... And that's our true thing. That's a true thing. And that can lead people into doing some other things. But for example, like the non-trusting of you, what is that about? And when they go extremely far about not trusting you, that's part of a manipulation tactic as well. Are you feeling bad about going out with your friends or being, or basically being told that you should feel bad or being scared of doing something on your own or thinking for yourself? And so kind of switching those roles in your mind, is this normal procedure? Do I act like this at all? Because if you're also doing the same thing, then it's just basically mirroring you. But if you feel as though you are being manipulated, it's good to stand back and look at role reversal. You know, the next thing is to really stop making excuses for that other person. Oh, they must be upset, or work is really tough, or they're totally stressed out, or whatever, or they just drank too much, or what is constantly excuses for their behavior. When we make excuses for others' behavior constantly, that's a problem. Okay? We don't want to see the truth, possibly. We're scared to see the writing on the wall as well. A lot of times we just don't want it to be true. We don't want to be, you know, dealing with a full-on narcissist who's using manipulation to win their way all the time. We'd like it to just be, you know, maybe it was just a bad year for him. But when we know that things aren't right and we know that there's that elephant in the room, we've got to deal with it and we can't make excuses. When you make excuses for your behavior, is that the right thing to do? No. And, you know, I used to make excuses for my behavior in the past, like if you had too much to drink or whatever, but still, you have the capability of being in charge of you, right? And when we make excuses, we're just looking outside of ourselves to say, well, it wasn't my fault. Not my fault. Not me. It's not my fault. We don't want to take ownership and responsibility for what we've done. And that's key right here, is we got to take ownership and responsibility for our position in this relationship, no matter what it is. You see what I'm saying? And by taking that ownership and that responsibility, we've got to set the bar and we've also got to do what's right by us. We can't get, you know, beaten down all the time and expect to be the most effective person. You know, when that happens, when somebody starts nitpicking every little thing, what happens there is it kind of starts chiseling out our self-respect and our self-worth. And when we begin to question those things, and most of us are already questioning those things to begin with, right? Or we wouldn't have been in a relationship with somebody who's like maybe a narcissist and highly manipulating us because we would have seen it. And a lot of us come from those issues, you know, self-esteem issues, self-worth issues because of our upbringing. It's a normal thing. And so when somebody starts chipping away even more at your self-worth, you begin to lose yourself in all things that you're doing. You begin to find fault in the things that you do, the life that you're living, even the career that you were really good at. You might start questioning, gosh, I'm so lucky to have this job. You know, I mean, if they start realizing I'm not that smart or I'm not that creative, and you start questioning every aspect of your life. And that's when you've got to really step back and stop making excuses and see, are you happy in your life? Are you genuinely happy in this relationship that's in question, whether it's your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your boss, your employee, whatever it is, you got to step back and look at this, because if it's not adding to your quality of life, if it's not adding to your quality of life, you've got to ask what is going on and what is happening in this relationship. Is it something that I'm doing? Is it something that they're doing? Is it something that both of us are doing? What's happening? You know, the next thing to take the confusion out is to begin to start a journal, to write down things. Because often when we're in a relationship being manipulated, we forget what the facts are. We forget what the facts are because we're confused. We're confused about things. We don't know, did that happen that way? And then we're told something, and then we're suggested something, and then the story might change, and then we forget. And then also we want to think the best out of everybody. I mean, for the most part, we want to, you know, forgive and forget. And so we have a tendency of doing that too, and we don't realize that this pattern has been going on for a long time. this forgiving and forgetting thing just really hasn't gone that far. And I'm all for forgiveness, but when we start talking about forgetting, I have to sit there and put my two cents in and say, hey, when you're living in a pattern or you're dealing with the same thing over and over again, it's nice to forgive, but you know, when you forget, you're just not learning. You're not ending that cycle. You just keep doing it over and over again. It's like going out with that, you know, that narcissist that's a intense manipulator. You go out with somebody, you go, God, they were just constant narcissists and totally manipulating me. And the next relationship you get in, 2 years later, you're like, God, I think they were a full-on narcissist, totally manipulating me. Next one, you know, let's do it again. Play it again, Sam. It comes a time when you have to formulate and see, okay, this happened the other day. This made me feel like this. I'm confused because he or she said that she was going to do this or whatever. And so I don't understand how that went from that to that, okay? And so when you're writing this stuff down in your journal and journaling on a daily basis, you're able to have clarity to look back at how it happened, not how you romance it or change it in the future, but how it actually happened at the time that it happened. And this evidence is very important down the road because it'll help you to see things clearly instead of to see things the way that you adapted it to either sweep it under the rug, to, you know, to continue to have the elephant in the room and not naming it, or because you're so manipulated and so confused, you really don't know anymore because they're really good at it. You know, last but not least, if you feel like you're in a relationship like this, you've got to look at it from a scientific experiment. You know, remember when you were back in middle school and high school? Let's talk about high school. And you were in chemistry class and you all had your safety goggles. You remember your safety goggles? Remember the Bunsen burner? That was good times. The Bunsen burner. Somebody always singed their hair or something. You know, there's always one girl in class that singed her bangs or something happened, had to go to the nurse. Anyway, you remember we were doing a scientific experiment. We were burning something or igniting something or combining chemicals or whatever we were doing, and we were going to see what happened. Well, you got to do this in the relationship that's in question, because when you step back and kind of take the emotional stuff out of that equation, because science is not about emotion. It's about science. Let's watch this. Let's see what happens. You put that with that and let's see what happens. It's not about, oh, how I feel when I mix this test tube with this test tube. Who cares? It's not about the feeling. It's about what's happening. It's about seeing the factual stuff. So looking at this relationship in that scientific experiment, visualize putting your science glasses on and seeing it for what it truly is. And when you do that, all of a sudden, you begin to see your relationship and you begin to see it in a way that doesn't have that emotional connection to it. Instead, you're able to see it factually and be able to see what's happening better because you're not so enmeshed in the emotional feeling of it. Do you know what I'm saying? And when you realize this and you begin to do this, you can see the manipulator in their natural environment. What makes them stressed out? What scares them? Why does this start? What is the pattern of this? Is there a reason? Do they feel insecure? Do they feel scared? Does it seem to be like second nature that they've learned this from a long period of time? Does it seem to flare up when other people are around? Does it seem to flare up when you're on your own by yourself? And you can get a lot of these data points. And as you collect these data points, you're able to either say, hey, you know what? I want to work through this and I'm going to give it my all, but I'm going to bring this to their attention. And now I know how I'm playing into this. And I'm also not, you know, it's not part of the problem, part of the solution. But when you're aware of it, you can begin to see how you play into it and how that all works. Okay. And so how when they say something to you, when you respond a certain way, how you're playing right into their hand. And this is one of the best things you can do is look at it from a scientific experiment, take all those data points, really begin to think about it. And at that point, now you know what's going on, you know how you're adding to it, how you're not adding to it, and now you can have that conversation. But even better yet, you know what you're dealing with. There is no elephant in the room anymore. It has been defined. If you find yourself in that situation right now, and you'd like to talk to somebody, go online to ashleyburgess.com. Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Click on that contact page. Send me a message. I'll respond within 48 hours, and we can begin to work on that relationship and your life and power up in your day-to-day situation so that you have the power and you're in the driver's seat. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.